Miranda Rights Expanded, 22nd of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator Burren News. Washington, D.C. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the Miranda rights that police read to suspects at the time of an arrest must be expanded to include advisories concerning statements and behavior by police officers during and after arrests are made. Until recently, police have been allowed to lie to suspects, whereas suspects may be subjected to severe penalties for lying to officers. Justice David Souter contended, quote, "This is an unjust advantage in favor of authorities. No one should be allowed to lie with impunity in such matters, least of all law enforcement personnel," unquote. Although police almost always read suspects their Miranda rights upon arresting them, they also make false promises to them. They suggest they will intercede on their behalf to see that their cooperation is factored into their sentencing, whereas, in fact, it is the judge's prerogative to determine sentences that perpetrators receive if they are convicted. Sometimes police will imply that they let a suspect go if he or she will confess to a crime or implicate someone else in the commission of a crime. An officer might say, quote, "Be honest with me and I may not have to arrest you," unquote. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg opined, quote, "That's wrong. It's also disgusting," unquote. Although both Chief Justice William Rehnquist and Justice Clarence Thomas said that they see nothing wrong with allowing police to lie to suspects, they were outnumbered by their seven colleagues. The result is good news for suspected criminals and bad news for police. Henceforth, Miranda rights must include warnings that police may lie to gain a confession, to facilitate the incrimination of a suspect or other party, or to intimidate arrestees. Specifically, these lines must be added to the existing Miranda rights, and I quote, "I may and will make false statements or inaccurate declarations or use half-truths to create a false sense of security on your part to gain a confession of guilt from you, to facilitate your or someone else's incrimination, or to create doubt and or anxiety concerning your possible or likely fate as a result of the allegations that I make concerning your conduct or the conduct of another person or other persons. Therefore, it is best if you refuse to say anything to me or anyone other than your attorney. I strongly caution you to remain silent," unquote. Police say that these requirements are onerous and will interfere with their enforcement of the law. Justice Souter countered, quote, "They're fair and reasonable," unquote. Justice Ginsburg agreed, saying, quote, "They're just," unquote. Alvin Simon Theodore of the American Civil Liberties Union praised the High Court's ruling and advised Americans to, quote, "say nothing to anyone but your lawyer," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.